That's new music from Tori, a band featuring the songwriting partnership of Ryan and Kellen Gonsalves, two siblings who have just released their second self-titled album. We spoke to Rianne on the eve of the album's release date and found her waiting patiently in the San Francisco Bay Area where they live.
Yeah, and looking forward to, we have our record release party show tomorrow, so...
Yep.
Yeah.
So what do you got to do to get ready for that? Have you guys been furiously rehearsing, or are you just chilling and thinking about the song?
We've been rehearsing. We've been rehearsing all week. We practiced in San Francisco. And it's always kind of funny when you, like, the practice is leading up to a show, you know, like the whole thing that if you have a bad practice, it means you'll have a good show, or you have a good practice, it'll be a bad show. So we're kind of dancing on that line right now, but gotcha. No matter what, it'll be really fun.
Right. So will this be the first time a lot of these songs have been performed live?
Yeah. We're still playing some stuff off our earlier album and our EP.
Right.
But we're playing some ones that are, like, as this band, we haven't played together. So it'll be really fun.
And is there anything you've discovered about the band or the songs in the process of making these live versions come to?
Yeah, it's one incredible to like see them come to life, because, you know, we didn't play them live before. Well, a couple of them we did. But for most of these songs, you know, my brother Kelly and I wrote them, and then we recorded them, and that was it. And we didn't have a band together at that point, except for Adam. Adam, our guitarist, was still hanging out. But it was really incredible to see them come to life, and like how talented my bandmates are. It's just kind of wild, as well as seeing how the songs changed a little bit by playing them live.
Gotcha.
It was cool.
So the other bandmates, other than Adam, who you've mentioned, and Kelly, who you've mentioned, is Sinclair and Susie, right?
Mm-hmm.
So tell me a little bit about them.
Oh, they're the best. they're the best. Susie is our synth player, aux percussion, and she sings with me and does like harmonies. There's a few tracks like on Moving that, I don't know, one of the best things in the world is singing with someone else, I think. So it's been really lovely playing with her. And then Sinclair is just the raddest person. They, you know, play in the She's and Maggie Gently and multi-instrumentalist and, you know, like all around one of the raddest people up here in the Bay. So
When you had Susie in the band, did you know that your voices would sound good together? Was that something you were looking towards, or you needed a synth player and accidentally got a good, co-singer along the line?
I don't know. I actually, when we asked Susie to join the band, I had never heard her sing.
Okay.
I just knew it's something that she loved to do. And she played with us before I started playing bass in Tori. I actually learned how to play bass for Tori. I'm still learning. She played a couple shows with us playing bass.
Oh, okay.
So the energy between us, like as a band, was already there. So I knew that she was someone we'd want to work with.
Cool. So yeah, you mentioned the songs are all written by yourself and your brother. Were they all written before going into the studio? How does the process work with you guys? Do you say, okay, we got this batch of songs, let's record them? Or is it a more fluid way of doing it?
This way around. I can't figure out how I want to say that. This time around, there we go. This time around, we had them pretty fleshed out.
Yep.
Sorry,
that'll work.
I drank too much coffee today.
Look at that. That's great.
We had them pretty like locked in. I'll use that.
Okay.
And it was interesting to have them like kind of like be prepared in a more confident way than we had in the past. It gave us a lot more room to experiment with recording. The recording process was awesome.
Oh, good.
It was a really good time.
All right. And the recording process, you work with a guy named Matthew Ferrara. Is that it right?
Yeah, Matt.
Matt.
He's awesome. Matthew too. He's awesome. He plays in The Umbrellas, and
right.
He is just an all-around awesome person to work with and great friend. So the chemistry throughout the whole recording process was really lovely.
And what did he bring to the table?
He is a very, very talented multi-instrumentalist, like engineer wizard.
Right.
And I kept telling him he was like going like mad scientist, because he would just like get this look and then like go over to a synth and like add this line, and we'd all be like, whoa. Like the support and like the energy. As I say, I'm really caffeinated. We drank so much coffee and we're just running around my old house and just being like, do it.
Like, all right. Well, good. You'll probably have quite a bit tomorrow when the record's out there, right?
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
I might reel it in a little bit because I'll already be excited.
Now, getting back to the record, it opens with a track called Rain. Why is that your... Because it feels like a record that has been thought out as far as this song follows this song. So...
Really, the like structure of the album and most of the song titles come from my brother, and like all of the songs, you know, start with an idea from his end.
Uh-huh.
And then you know, we'll send things back and forth, and then they just kind of come to fruition pretty organically,
right,
most of the time. Rain's a fun one. I remember when I was writing the vocal part for it, I was like, this is not going to be good. And I sent it, and you know, Kelly was stoked, and I don't know, that was really a cool feeling to be like, this is weird for me.
And I know there are quite a few single syllable song titles, Rain and Bounce, and well, Hawaii is two single syllables and Moving, but one word. Is that just something that I assume it's Kelly who's coming up with these titles? So
A couple of the song titles kind of changed while we were recording,
right?
But for the most part, the song titles are kind of like, not to sound nerdy, but like the essence, like where Kelly was when he was writing, at least how I think of it. It's like where Kelly was the physically, emotionally, when he was coming up with the guitar. So.
And then you have slow blues and pop songs. And now you move to actual genres in the title.
Song titles are funny.
Yeah, I agree. Since slow blues sounds nothing like any blues that I've ever heard, but there's some pretty cool like guitar going on and really kind of piercing. What's going on there? Who's playing that? Is that your man Adam?
That we don't really have like rockin' guitar solos,
right?
He just kind of took that one away and it was amazing, and you know, it stuck.
and there's also one called Happy You Exist, which has this kind of church-like organ, and but a very pop
The production seems to change and get more striking as the album progresses.
It definitely moves around a little bit between like Happy You Exist feels like probably the, in my opinion, like the poppiest song on the record.
Right, right.
Yeah, there's many different spaces it goes.
All right. And does what you're doing reflect kind of what's happening in the scene that's around where you live and work and play?
Yeah, I think with we recorded this record 2 years ago, so it's an interesting time capsule for us,
Right.
and kind of a beautiful like touchstone to be like, okay, well, like how much has changed since we recorded it, you know? So in that way, yeah, it definitely reflects where I was then, and it's been really cool to kind of add meaning to them as the last 2 years have gone by,
Right.
from like who we are now.
Right. So was it recorded fairly quickly after Something Happy?
Oh, I can't remember.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't think so. 'Cause I've, if I'm not mistaken, we waited a little bit on Something Happy too,
Right,
'cause
gotcha.
we recorded that before COVID, and
Right.
then
Okay, so pre-2020.
yeah, I think 2019 is when we recorded that.
And was the reason that maybe this one took a little longer because you moved to Slumberland Records? Did that have anything to do with it?
It was mostly like the pressing plants. Like I
Oh,
think
okay. Oh, yes. Yeah, I've heard that one before.
you know, the there was just massive delays,
Yes.
and you know, we were in, we were part of that.
Okay.
Yeah, but being on Slumberland is so cool.
All right. I think the people are furiously rebuilding and regenerating new pressing plants with all the
I know.
demand because there was like one in the Czech Republic that was doing everything for a while.
So hopefully that will never happen to anyone again.
All right, we'll see what happens. So since this record was recorded so long ago, I've got to assume that you've got more stuff in your back pocket ready to go.
Yeah, I mean, we definitely have things cooking in our own different pockets, and you know, it'll be interesting to see, you know, what our band comes together and does next. We've really just been kind of focused on the release, which is really
Right.
crazy that it's tomorrow or
Yep.
today for
Today
you.
here. Yes. Yes, indeed. And so after the record release show, are you going on tour? What's the plan?
Yeah, we're doing a kind of like a broken up tour with the band Lunchbox. We're really excited. We're gonna go kind of, we'll do like a bay tour, which sounds kind of silly. We'll hit some cities up here, and then we go down to Southern California and do a few down there. So it'll be really fun. I'm excited to hit the road with our crew. It'll be a good time.
Are you worried about the weather? Over here, all we hear about is giant snowstorms or floods or something that seem to be happening in California all the time.
Yeah, hopefully it'll be okay. I have new
Oh,
tires on my car,
well, there you go.
so we'll, and it's all-wheel drive, so hopefully we'll be okay.
Yeah, there was a headline. It was like 7 foot of snow landed in somewhere in California. I was like, that doesn't sound right. Because I'm from Rochester, New York. We're used to that up there, but not where you are. So,
And then there'll be like big waves and like cliffs disappearing, and I don't know, it's been pretty wild the last couple years in California for sure.
yeah. And then, of course, you have the election coming up. Are you political animals in it all, you guys?
I mean, you know, that we have a lot of work to do over here.
Yeah, well, that's an understatement. Yeah. All right. Yes. Very good. All right. Well, good luck with the show tomorrow. It sounds like it's going to be a good one. What kind of venue are you playing? What kind of size and shape and vibe?
We're playing the Makeout Room in San Francisco. It is a wonderful venue and bar. It kind of reminds me of like a prom and New Year's all wrapped up into one. There's like tinsel and like funny artwork, and the folks who work there are awesome. And it's a really fun stage to play. It's like two tier. Yeah, really looking forward to it. And we're playing with one of my favorite bands, Try the Pie. So that'll be awesome. And I was listening to them on my walk home to talk to you.
Right.
And it was funny, on Spotify, it was like, Tori playing a show near you. And I was listening to Try the Pie. And I was like,
Try the Pie.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
Well, when you come over here, you're going to have to try our pies. They're pie is a whole different thing here. Everybody has like meat pies for lunch and stuff. It's like,
not yet. If it's fake meat, I'm a vegan. But
okay. Also, well, yeah, they're all sorts. You'll be taken care of.
Sick. I can't wait to go and make it down there. It'd be awesome.
Right. Yep. Excellent. All righty. Well, have fun. Thank you for spending time with me. I really appreciate it. And good luck with everything.
Thank you so much, Marty. I really appreciate being able to talk to you. I hope you have a great day.
All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye.